I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, a standard fare on a VIA bus is $1.30. But what if that price was zero? Free fare is what some on San Antonio City Council are calling for. They say no-cost VIA would benefit many of the most economically burdened workers in the city. But can VIA Metropolitan afford it? This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to helping Texas communities and emphasizing safety. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit.
It's one thing to love public radio, but it's a special thing to support it. Consider this. If you've got a car you don't need anymore, or you've got one that's simply too expensive to repair, arrange to donate it to TPR. It's easy for you, pickup is free, and it could be worth hundreds of dollars in support. Thanks in advance. Here's how to get started. Go to tpr.careasy.org to learn more.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio City Council members are weighing a major shift in public transportation policy. They are considering making riding VIA free. Three council members have signed on to the plan. Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones has asked VIA Metropolitan Transit to develop a plan for testing fare-free bus service along the city's busiest routes. And we're going to find out what our listeners think about the issue today. We were planning on having Councilmember Rick Galvan, District 6 Councilmember Rick Galvan, with us today. However, he is still at City Hall. There is a executive session going on right now considering a censure for San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones. Mayor Jones will be joining us later in the program to be talking about free VIA and other issues. But right now, let's go over to Dan Katz, Vice President of News, our news director here at Texas Public Radio. And Dan, you covered the VIA session at City Council. What happened?
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago during B session, which is a working session, it's not a place where the council decides anything or makes any votes, they were supposed to get an update, basically, on VIA's Green Line and on the Silver Line as well, two major projects, a north-south line and an east-west line. And what surprised me is it went from just getting an update to a more high-level discussion about should there be free bus service in San Antonio.
Free bus service is something other cities have been doing. We'd be the first in Texas to try this, but Chapel Hill, Tucson, Santa Fe, they have free bus service. Kansas City has had free bus service, but they are reverting back after several years of doing it. It had cratered their budget, and starting in June, they will be going back to charging $2 a fare for Kansas City bus riders. In San Antonio, it costs $1.30 as a standard fare. So other cities are trying it. You know, we saw in New York City, they're looking at it as well. So this has become a populist issue.
It has. And when you look at how it unfolded in the council a couple weeks ago, it really started when they were discussing a telecom tax. That would be an additional tax, a proposed 0.75% to local cell phone bills, and that would be roughly 75 cents per $100 in a phone bill to be able to pay for expanded service. And where the drama started was with council member Jalen McKee Rodriguez, who said that he would not support another tax to pay for VIA unless there was some fee relief. The idea, he said, was basically, you know, the taxpayer would pay one tax and then another tax and then pay a fee on top of it. It felt like a lot to him. And we've actually got some sound of McKee Rodriguez at council. We're going to hear that now.
Do you have that?
I will not vote to approve a telecom tax unless there is a commitment and a plan to get to zero fare. To me, residents are being taxed via the sales tax. We will add another tax on top of that through the telecom tax, and then we ask them to pay a fare to get on the bus.
So the head of VIA responded that that amount of money, that fee, that fare that people are paying it accounts for 4.6% of VIA's operating budget.
You're talking about the pay, the fare to ride the bus.
That's right. So that would amount to $18 million. And so what VIA is saying is $18 million is still $18 million, and they'd have to find another way to plug that if they were to get rid of the fees.
Right. So CEO John Gary Heredia has been reluctant to jump on board the free bus ride. He's been asked by Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones to develop a plan to come up with this. They want to develop a testing plan. She has sent a letter to Heredia requesting that this written proposal outlining a six-month pilot program offering free fare rides on the agency's top five most used bus lines. So they're kind of looking at like maybe not a blanket free fare situation, but maybe a limited free fare on certain lines that are popular, maybe the one that goes out to the medical center, because a lot of people need that to for their medical care or to get downtown. You know, that's a big line. So let me go to a caller. Our number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And David, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Davies. I'm calling in because this is a very, very important issue to me. $18 million is only a fraction of the total revenue that VIA makes. Their total revenue every year is about $465 million. And they make about $265 million of that from state sales tax revenue. So $18 million is a fraction of VIA's budget. And they're acting like they're a private business that's only concerned with revenue, but they're the closest thing we have to free public transportation. They have an obligation to our city to provide good public transportation to every single citizen here. And by them saying that $18 million is important, they are leaving out so many residents in this city, especially in the west side, south side, and east side, that rely on this transportation to get to work, to get to school, to get to the store, to get everywhere.
So you don't see that $18 million missing from the fares. You don't see that as a barrier. You think that's something that can be worked around?
Absolutely not. I don't see that as a barrier at all. They're going to spend $480 million on the Green Line. They're going to spend $289 million on the Silver Line. And the Stone Oak Park and Ride, which anybody that drives right next to that can see that nobody uses, they spent $28.3 million on that.
But that comes from federal funding mainly for those park and ride.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they relied on federal funding for that. But $18 million is a fraction of what they spend even on all these other things. I mean, the federal funding, like I said earlier, was I have my numbers right here. $265 million.
Right. And that's usually dedicated to a capital improvement program.
Sure. But
for ongoing operational cost, that's got to come directly from the city's budget.
Okay. So let's talk about fares. So
I tell you what, David, I'm going to go to a break right now. And we're going to come back to you when we come back from the break. I want to hear your thoughts about how this would change VIA. Do you think people would be more likely to park their cars and ride VIA if they don't have to pay any fare at all? When you consider, well, I'm going to have to pay like $3 a day to ride VIA back and forth to work. And then I'd rather just, if it's free, then you can kind of make a say, well, maybe I'll leave my car at home. I got the bus stop right by my house. It would be really easy. Why don't I do it? Could this really change ridership? And there's also the question, we've heard this from the local Amalgamated Transit Union, They're not in favor of this. They think this would turn the Via buses into rolling shelters. So we want to hear from you, David, and also from our other listeners. 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The next half hour, we'll be joined by San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones, talking about a number of issues, including the search for a new police chief. And also, she's asking tough questions about what we've just found out, the death of Ruben Ray Martinez, a San Antonio resident, U.S. citizen, who died after a fatal encounter with the Homeland Security. And so, but right now we're talking about Via Metropolitan Transit. We'll also ask her about that, a proposal to make riding the bus free in San Antonio. And our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment, if you're in favor of this, give us a call at 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And let's go back to David Carr. Do you think if we did this, he's a caller, he's an advocate for making this this happen, a free bus rides. So, David Carr, if they made the buses free, do you think it would change the whole how the buses operate, who takes the bus, all that?
Yes, sir. I absolutely think that would change, but I think there's a more important question here. So, Via claims that 95% of boardings occur at sheltered stops. So, when you really think about the Via system, that's not true. They use misleading stats. They count high volume stops, not total stop coverage. So for the most part, the total bus stops in the Via system are 7,500. And the bus stops with shelters are 2,200. So that means we have over 5,300 stops that have no shelters. Riders have to walk up to the sidewalk and stand there waiting for Via stops. So imagine a normal San Antonian having to get to a medical appointment or get to their job, and it's raining outside where it's there's a big storm. Or if it's over 95 degrees, which we all have experienced living in this city. So what about that? What about Via investing in their, there are stops that people actually have to take that don't have a car. You're talking about somebody driving to a park and ride and jumping in to a Via bus to get to work. But what about the average person having to get to where they're going using just a regular old Via bus stop that's right on the side of the sidewalk?
Well, I mean, the point, they're losing, if they go free fare, they would have less money to do things like build these environmentally controlled bus stops that you're talking about. So let's just talk about, the free fare and what that would mean for taking the bus. Do you think that people would be more likely to park their cars? So, the issue we have now with people who ride the bus in San Antonio, in general, this is a general statement. It's not a 100% true, so don't hold me to that, but it's like, in general, it's considered that this is the transportation option of last resort for many people. So if they have their own vehicle, then they will try to use that. And then if not, then they will go to Via. So if we could create, sort of a turnkey approach of not having to pay a fare, that maybe would be more attractive for people to stop the park their vehicle. Maybe this is, if that happens, maybe this is also a solution for traffic congestion, parking problems, other issues that we have, but do you think free fare would get us there?
Absolutely. I think free fare would redirect Via's resources to things that would actually help the average person, even people that drive a car. I mean, if Via was a much more efficient service for everybody, if Via actually redirected their resources toward things instead of fare collection, I mean, we're talking about $18 million to service improvements. We're talking about redirecting fair collection resources, which people don't talk about. Fair collection resources take quite a bit of money in order to maintain that. If we don't talk about fair collection resources, which I don't have the exact numbers right now, but we're talking about quite a bit of money just to collect fares.
Well, the other issue is that some people say that by not having to collect fares, people will be able to get on the bus much more quickly. Stops won't take so long. The buses will be more effective. But let me ask you, David, as and I'll let you go, about the we've heard from the local transit workers union that they're concerned that the buses would become rolling shelters, that in other communities where you don't have fare, that people are able to get on the bus and just basically ride the bus all day long, and it actually crowds the bus from the people who need it for work transportation, and then it also kind of creates more tension on the bus. Reaction?
My reaction is I don't actually believe that's going to happen. I believe that's kind of stems from people who, one, they are racist. They are against people that don't have as much money as them. And I believe that when this kind of thing happens, I mean, I've been a VIA rider for years and years. I have a car. I'll jump on the bus as soon as I can. And there's already an incentive to do that. It costs a couple dollars to get on the VIA bus. And I've been on the VIA bus before. Drivers don't allow that. The security doesn't allow that. When people get out of hand, they get them off the bus. I just don't believe that that's an actual real problem.
All right. But you are enthusiastic. You support the free fare. And how would you want free? You want it like blanket all bus fares, or just easing into it, like we've been talking about, like Mayor Jones has proposed? Maybe let's start off on some of the high intensity routes.
Absolutely. I think that this is, no matter what, I am in favor of free fare, but I know that realistically it's going to have to be a pilot program. So maybe taking the first five most popular routes or whatever slowly, but it would be successful for our city.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, David, for calling in. We appreciate that. And we have another caller about this issue. Let's go to Mike. And Mike, you're on the air. And Mike, you're go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Just my thing, like, I know we're kind of looking at the money aspect, but I feel like the money's there. It's just that we have to get it from one business. It reminds me of Project Marvel. And like, we're worried about like budgets and things like that. But if we just charge businesses and billionaires the right amount of money, then we can have whatever we want. The other thing too is like, for public education, I know this is kind of segues to that, but public education, the money's there. It's just that it's really, we're waiting on the state and the federal government, and the money's there. It's just that we have to vote for it. Right now, I'm on the way actually to the elections office to drop off a voter registration. Awesome. But I feel like we can have anything we want. It's just that we have to vote for it and get people to actually care. So we don't have to worry about the money part. If we actually start taxing people, or like the billionaires the way they are, we wouldn't have to be nickel and diming and all the like the middle class and everybody like that doesn't have enough money. If we actually said, hey, you know what, let's have the rich pay their fair share, and we can actually have all these nice things. Like one thing that I spoke to when I was block walking, someone that worked for VIA was, like you mentioned, worried about the homeless. And I'm like, they're like, well, do you know what you have to deal with the homeless? And I'm like, okay. But so to me, that just sounds like, I get your concern, but it we have to also take care of the homeless. Why are they homeless? Like, is it mental health? Again, social programs that we can vote for, so we don't have to worry about things. So I don't know. My whole thing is just that every issue and problem that we have, it turns into voting and taxing those who should be taxed.
All right. Thank you for that, Mike. I'm going to go to the next caller, Kamala. And Kamala, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kamala. Free fare on the buses.
Hi, this is
what do you
Kamala.
Think?
Yes. Yeah, I think that people riding the bus are contributing to the common good vis-a-vis the climate, and they should have some incentive to do that or reward to do that in terms of a free pass on the bus. I think it's a great idea. And my second thought in terms of people riding the bus because they don't have a shelter to be in, home to be in, is that this is indicative of a problem that is really not about this issue of a free bus pass. I mean, it in a way, it could be offering someone a place to be and save them from heat stroke or whatever. But then the bigger issue is, of course, that we need to be offering something that's more it's better for everyone.
So we shouldn't let one problem stop us from trying to solve another problem. We should be trying to solve both problems.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. And then we're helping contribute to the solutions for a third problem by getting more people riding public transportation and improving the climate that way.
All right. Thank you so much, Kamala. Appreciate you calling in. Russell, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to quick comment on traffic congestion and how it has just exploded on Highway 90 with all the new developments coming into San Antonio. I feel really strongly with your previous commentator that the fare collection is a minor part, a hassle. You'll get these new routes coming out Highway 90 into town. If people are spending an hour on the road, it benefits everybody if you get more people on the bus. And I'll end my comment there. Thank you.
You know, when I take the bus, probably like one every five times, the fare collection thing is broken, and they just put you on the bus. They just say, well, it's not working today. And so, you know, and I'll try to buy it on my phone, the bus pass. And even then, it's kind of like it's still kind of a, you know, catch as catch can kind of a thing. Let's get one more caller on for this half hour. Let's go to Victor. And Victor, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I think for me, the main issue with the buses is the fact that San Antonio has so many days that are triple digits. And if I'm going to be thinking about the fact that most of my bus stops are not covered, I'm not going to get on the bus. So I think the fare issue, as long as those funds can be promised or allocated for improving the bus stops, you're going to get more people on the bus once they know they don't have to stand in 100-degree weather in an uncovered bus stop.
All right, Victor, thank you for that. And it looks like I have time for one more caller, and that is Josh. And Josh, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had just more of a comment. I am for free fares. But I think the smartest way we can start doing that for our city is to start with the elderly population, probably getting some way, some form for them to be able to get free fares. And then with students, I know those are a big group that use via bus and it affects them. I remember when I was a student, I was always on the bus, and I know it can add up. And then if we can implement that, then we can implement further programs where people can apply for free bus passes. I think that would be our best bet to that path.
All right, Josh, I think that's a really nuanced take, and I think it's really good. We do have programs for senior citizens and for students already. They don't pay full fare, but still, and then some of them, some are eligible for free fare already. So it is basically, how do we get there? On the bus, you know, are we there yet? And, you know, we'll get there. There's lots of ways to do this. You don't have to be a blanket all at once type of solution that might overwhelm the system, but taking an approach where we can see what other cities have done. How has it worked for them? I mean, we're not the only city that has a bus system, but we are the only city pretty much of this size that only has a bus system. A lot of them others have light rail. So we really have to figure out what works for San Antonio, what works for the majority of San Antonio. Employers depend upon VIA. They know that if there was no bus system, then many of their employees couldn't get to work. So there's a lot of stakeholders in this conversation. How do we do this in a way that benefits the system, the San Antonio, our economy, fairness, equity, giving students a chance to get to school without having to dig deeper in their pockets when they're already so empty, senior citizens who have already paid so much to help us build the city that we already enjoy. We got to figure out how to do it. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.